Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, this is J. Stu, and once again, I'm here at the Mighty Sketchbook Comics for our weekly look at what's coming out and what's been out and all that sort of fun stuff. And we're here once again with Joel. Hey, man.
How's it going?
Good. Did you have a good Christmas?
Christmas was good. Christmas was, I don't know if it was super nerdy. Yeah, I got, like, some Darth Vader and Stormtrooper salt and pepper shakers.
Nice.
Couple of video games, stuff like that, but nothing too, not too much in the comic realm. Nobody really buys me that stuff, because I can just get what I need when I want it, kind of thing.
Oh, that's cool. My mom was nice enough to get us gift certificates to your fine store.
That's perfect.
Definitely. Cool. So a couple things I want to talk about before we get to the comics. We haven't really talked about it on the show yet, but what's your thoughts on Paul Rudd as Ant-Man?
I actually think this is pretty amazing.
Me too.
I think Paul Rudd, a lot of people are worried that it's going to be like I Love You Man 2 or, yeah, you know, a straight-up comedy, and I just don't think that's going to happen. And again, I guess this comes down to the typical, let's just hate what people have, what they've chosen. You know, the same thing with Wonder Woman. Everybody's just, you know, still bagging on that.
Yeah.
And I think it's all in the same vein. Paul Rudd's actually really, really talented. Like, he's,
I like him, and he's done serious work before.
Yeah, so I think it's a wise choice, especially if they want to. Marvel likes to keep the comedy in their movies, and I think it works better for them than being overly serious like the DC movies have been.
Let's be honest. How serious is an Ant-Man movie going to be anyhow?
It shouldn't be too serious. I don't know. I think it's a good choice. I'll watch pretty much any movie with Paul Rudd. So, and I think that's might be part of their decision, is that a lot of people go see a Paul Rudd film.
Definitely. He's funny.
So, but everybody was skeptical when they announced Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, so it's the same kind of thing, right?
Yeah, now they're laughing all the way to the bank.
That's right. And he's hilarious in those movies, right? It's not like he's serious straight through, so I think it's good. I think it's good. No complaints here. I look forward to it.
Nice. And how about the announcement of Joseph Gordon-Levitt doing The Sandman?
I think that's great. He's really talented. So right now he's just producer. What's announced. Although I'm sure if he has his way, he's probably going to be in it in some way, shape, or form.
Probably.
Either way, when you see a big name and that big name's money involved in something, that's always good. So that can't hurt. I think it was like Seth Rogen or something too. He's some of the money behind, I think it's Preacher going to TV or something.
Right.
Because he loves that book. And I think that's just better for the industry when a big name that's that everybody knows is like behind something. It's just better for all that stuff we love.
Oh, definitely. So speaking of movies, in a couple of weeks, Kath and I are going to count down our top 10 movies of 2013. Do you have what was your favorite movie this year?
It's hard to remember what came out in 2013. I really like Thor. I really like Pacific Rim. And I can't remember what else. It's tough. It's tough to remember what came out.
Man of Steel not high on the list.
Man of Steel was not going to make my top 10.
Me neither.
It's a fine movie, but you know.
And of course, Iron Man 3 came out this year.
Yep, that was good. I also really liked Elysium.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
That was really awesome. I'm going to put Anchorman 2 on the list.
For sure.
But I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
I'm pretty much guaranteed it'll be in my top. And Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, definitely, good movie.
Towards the top of my list. I'm a pretty big Star Trek fan. I think they've done that franchise justice with the reboot.
Oh, definitely.
And then I saw most of the kids' movies that came out, like Despicable Me and stuff like that. Everything that came out that was a big name this year for kids' movies was actually really good, so there's no complaints there.
Cool.
Most of the genre stuff, though, all the comic book stuff, I'll see it all again.
Oh, for sure.
Superman.
Yeah, except for Superman. So last time we talked to you, you were excited about William Shatner coming to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
They've announced a few people since then. Sylvester McCoy, who was the seventh Doctor Who, and Ernie Hudson. Ghostbusters fan at all?
Yeah, I like Ghostbusters. Not, like, crazy for Ghostbusters. If he's not there, I wouldn't be upset. But Ghostbusters is awesome. Ernie Hudson, like, I think he's kind of got the short end of the stick in the Ghostbusters realm.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else Ernie Hudson's done. So he's often at conventions. But that's cool, because, and this year is the anniversary, right? So
yeah.
That's kind of a big deal. And they're going to have, I think they're going to have...
The car's there.
The car, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't remember if that was announced or not, but I was pretty sure that that happened.
We've seen him at other conventions. He usually wears the Ghostbuster suit.
For sure. Wouldn't you? That would get way more people in your line.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. But the, what is it, the Seventh Doctor?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that guy was the Seventh Doctor. But
yeah.
But he's Radagast in The Hobbit.
That's right.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I actually think, because for the most part, he seems kind of like a small name because he's the Seventh Doctor. And
yeah.
I actually had somebody tell me that the Seventh Doctor was their least favorite Doctor ever.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to get the draw from both.
Probably.
Because The Hobbit and, you know, Lord of the Rings stuff is so huge. And he was hilarious in the movies as Radagast. So
okay.
That was good stuff.
Cool. Now, getting back to the comic side of things, I know last week was sort of a small week due to the holidays, but anything you enjoyed, anything you could recommend?
Everything, because there was four books.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think I read it all last week. What was it, like Forever Evil, Justice League, Saviors, and Wolverine?
I think so, yeah.
Those were the main books. I read all of them except The Wolverine. I just haven't sat down to read it yet. The Forever Evil stuff was good. It's actually finally kind of like moving the storyline along. They taught the one character, Grid, who's like the evil cyborg character.
Yeah.
His motivations are really cool. So if you haven't been reading it, you know, there's something that's really neat there that I think is probably going to be... It's not the main feature of the story, which is maybe why it's so interesting.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it. And Saviors was okay. I was expecting more. So,
okay. Well, you have a stack of books in front of you. Are these you have yet to read?
No, this is the stuff I've just finished going through.
Okay.
We'll talk about Supergirl and the appearance of Lobo.
Okay.
Not good.
Not good,
not
okay.
Good. I've decided that DC's current costume design. See how Lobo's got like all these little glowing things. He's got three glowing things on his toes and two on his legs and three on his arms. And at first you think it's tattoos, but no, they're just sort of holograms that float in front of his face and his shoulders. The glowing costume bit is the same as pouches back in the 90s. Remember when Layfield, Cable,
yep.
Pouches, and then everybody had pouches?
Yep.
Glowing bits of energy.
Wow.
On the costume. It's exactly the same. You go through, you're going to realize there's a bunch of characters who have glowing bits of energy for no reason. These glowing bits of energy and the floating holograms in front of his face serve no purpose, just like the pouches.
I remember the pouches being a big thing, actually. I remember Wonder Man had them on his sleeves, and
yep.
Henry Pym had them all over his suit.
Yeah, and anything that Rob Layfield drew.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this one artist and writer, Jace Latour, he's got. He's going to be the new writer on Wolverine and the X-Men. He's got, he drew this cartoon once, a character called Blood Pouch. And even the rocks in the picture had pouches on them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So it was pretty funny. But if you notice that, like, every Teen Titans character, they've got, like, glowing energy on the costume. And it's, like I said, serves no purpose at all. It's just their design element for the millennia, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. So what else is in your pile here?
Stuff that's been really good. Superman Wonder Woman continues to be probably one of my top books.
That is a great read.
I'd say that Superman Wonder Woman is the best Superman comic book on the market right
Agreed.
Now. Comic Book Resources just did like the top 10 to watch in 2014, and Charles Soule, the author for that book, he was number one, which makes sense. Everything he writes has been awesome.
Yeah, it is a great read. I enjoyed the issue where Superman was fighting the God.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
It was, again, a bit hokey, but at the same time, just, you know, it made sense. It was really good.
Yeah, definitely.
Really good. And the latest issue, Zod's in it, and I'm not a fan of Zod as a character.
No.
I feel that it takes away from anything interesting about Superman being, the last Kryptonian. Well, he's not the last Kryptonian. There's a bunch.
Yeah.
But then Zod always shows up with a Kryptonian clan. And I just think it takes away from the character. But the writer, he... I had sent him a message on Twitter. I'm like, oh, no, I hated the last page of issue 2 because Zod shows up. He's like, give issue 3 a chance. Hopefully I can change your mind. And he did. It makes me want to read more, and Zod's in it. So that's a pretty big accomplishment because usually I won't touch a book with Zod in it at all.
Sure.
Other stuff that's been really good, Umbral from Image. They've 2 issues are out at this point, both really awesome. 10 Grand, also from Image, was really good. I just read Sex Criminals number 3. I think I just read it. It's been a blur. The stack's pretty big. That book's, it's good, but a little bit weird still. That's all I can think of that I've read that's really stood out. The Forever Evil stuff's been, you know, pretty much even. Superboy's been terrible. I don't recommend that comic book to anyone. Harlequin number 1 I ended up skipping, even though I wanted to read it. I just don't care about the character. I haven't been keeping up with Batman. The regular Wonder Woman book's been really, really good. And the Pandora Trinity of Sin stuff's been really, really good. So I look forward to more of that.
Okay.
They just introduced, the embodiment of evil, like, in a being. This thing called Blight, which seems pretty neat. It seems to be, like, the big spin out of stuff going on in Forever Evil. So much evil, it's personified, and it's possessed a small boy, and give the supernatural good guys something to fight. Sounds good to me.
Cool.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
There's been a lot of new titles announced for the new year. Anything you're looking forward to?
The biggest one's probably the new Wolverine book. It's the same writer as the current Wolverine book. Not Savage Wolverine, just regular Wolverine. Not Wolverine and the X-Men.
Right.
Same writer, but new artist. They're taking the artist, Ryan Stegman, who's on...
Superior Spider-Man.
Superior Spider-Man is going to be on that book. Wolverine's lost his healing factor. So he pops his claws, he continues to bleed, it hurts. So they're saying that it's going to change the character, where he has to be a little more ruthless, a little more, less of a father figure. I don't really see Wolverine as much of a father figure.
No.
But I guess he is in the Wolverine and the X-Men book. He's kind of a, you know, he's taken on that leadership role. It looks like it's going to be good. I think it's Paul Cornell's the writer.
Yeah.
After reading the Wolverine series, I trust him to continue on with what he's done in this new Wolverine series. It's an extension of that storyline. But I expect it to be good. And Ryan Stegman's a solid artist.
Definitely.
People love him on Superior Spider-Man. So hopefully that book will get the attention that it needs, because I think Wolverine should be like one of Marvel's tier one characters, and should, you know, like, Superior Spider-Man is probably one of the best-selling Marvel books. I think Wolverine should be right up there, too. Wolverine is awesome. Just plain and simple.
I think the one I'm most looking forward to is the new Invaders book by James Robinson over at Marvel.
Yes. That looks like it should be good. I think it's interesting that they're not... It doesn't seem like they're trying to play up the World War II, World War I, whatever aspect of it. They're just going to be the Invaders, and it's present day, and this is where they're at. And he likes to take, you know, he always likes to, when he does a book full of known characters or semi-known characters, he likes to pull in the unknown.
Oh,
like the original Human Torch being a robot. Like, there's a ton of people who don't know that. So I think that's probably the most interesting aspect of that book, is that he's going to bring that in and he's going to make it interesting, because that's what he does. So that's pretty cool. DC's got, they announced that Lois Lane book.
That's right.
I don't know if we need a Lois Lane book.
No, I don't think so.
So, usually I'm most excited for whatever Image has planned. It doesn't really matter what it is, because, you know, at least every other book, there's going to be something that's good there. Can't think if there was anything off the top of my head. So for Image, they've got a book called Undertow coming out, which is like undersea mercenary kind of thing. That sounds pretty good. And off the top of my head, that's it for the moment. We'll see what what the new year brings.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll have other recommendations.
Now, you were saying this week is another small week, but anything you want to recommend or plug? Or?
Yeah, they're putting out a Twilight Zone book.
Oh, okay.
Which should be cool. It's Michael J. Straczynski. Do I have that right?
J. Michael Straczynski?
There you go. Yeah. He's a good writer. He can put out a solid book. So handing him Twilight Zone is probably a pretty good idea because he's written for TV, so that seems like a solid, or most of his stuff is written from TV. So I think that's a solid matchup. We've also got Red Lanterns is this week, which is my favorite DC book at the moment. They're leading up to some big stuff. They announced that Supergirl is going to end up being a Red Lantern, which is wild.
Yeah.
And then with issue 28, both Green Lantern and Red Lanterns, it's one book that month. It's a flip book.
All right.
That's Charles Soule again, the guy who writes Superman Wonder Woman. He convinced the editors to let him do a flip book with the writer, which was it's kind of a big risk because, you know, you're going to end up doubling the price of the book or increasing it. And then some people who don't buy it have to buy it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it's one of those things that could go either way. But next week we also get the Lucas Draft Star Wars Issue Zero, which is weird because the series isn't done. So usually they put the zero out either after or before. So
I'm not in the middle.
I'm interested to see what that is. That's probably it for next week that I'm super excited about. It's if all that showed up next week was Red Lanterns, I'd be happy.
Oh, that's cool. Cool. And I just want to, on a personal level, say cool that you finally got into Bob's Burger.
Oh, yeah. I just decided to throw it on the other day, and that show is hilarious.
Yeah.
It is out of control. And it's the same guy who does the voice for Archer.
Yeah.
And Archer's also a great show. But it's really weird because I've seen a ton of Archer. Like, I've watched maybe not all of it, but as much as I could on Netflix. So then you hear Archer as Bob, and it's just bizarre. Yeah, I don't know. And then, like, today I just watched the one with the hostage situation. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when they huddle and get them across the street, like, they go into the group huddle, but then the cops have to huddle on their way across the street as well. I just thought that was hilarious. And then that episode that was on just before you walked in was the one where he's got the video game in the store.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy Pesto gets the high score and puts Bob Sucks in there, so he's got to beat it. But when he goes to the video arcade to play it or whatever, there's a kid there who's helping him out, and it's Aziz Ansari.
Yes.
Who is so funny. Even as this little kid who's sort of like a throwaway character in the episode, absolutely hilarious. Because I can hear the voice, and I can see the cartoon character on the screen, but at the same time, I can see Aziz Ansari on stage. It's a good show. It's got some crazy voices in it. It's super inappropriate. I don't know. It's great. And it's in a weird little burger joint.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's funny. I recommend that to anybody who hasn't watched it. Just
definitely for sure.
Sign up for Netflix and just watch it.
Okay. Well, we want to say thank you once again, not only for helping us out this week, but for all the time you and Jeff have put in on the show and talking to us every week. And
no problem.
So I hope you have a great new year.
I will.
And we'll definitely be in here every week.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, man.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.